Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We haven't sat here and said what Clint said throughout, right? You cross the 50 and you're in field goal range. That's not always been the case with him.
I don't know what the numbers in the history will tell you, but I know I've watched as much Texans football as I have ever watched any one team play over the last 5 years, and I've never felt as comfortable and confident as I feel about Kaimi Fairbairn right now.
No, yeah, no, and they're not even, these aren't nail biters. They're right. They're good from the start to end, the middle and the finish. Yeah, so, yeah, shout out to him. He has said that. In fact, yeah, I was talking to McLean last night, and he was like, this isn't how it always was. He says he is really with the length in terms of how far he's kicking these things. This seems to be a new development. All right, Clint and Tyler, real quick, yesterday, thankfully the Texans didn't get themselves involved in the situation a lot of teams had. The 49ers went and lost to the Texans' next opponent on the road, the Vikings and Sam Darnold. I don't think people saw that coming. The Ravens lost to the Raiders. The Cowboys got destroyed at home by the Saints. The Lions were 6.5-point favorites at home against the Bucks. They lost. The Jags lose to the Browns. The Rams got blown out by the Arizona Cardinals. It was a weird, weird day of a lot of favorites going down. Which one caught you off guard the most? Which favorites that caught one yesterday that was involved in that weird Sunday yesterday caught you off guard the most?
Probably the 49ers losing to the Vikings. I just the 49ers week one. I mean, you're talking about really, when you talk about the Cowboys, the Lions, the Ravens, the 49ers. I mean, these are the Rams. I mean, you're talking about teams that like this. It's Super Bowl or bust type stuff right now for those particular organizations. Yeah. The 49ers, of all those organizations, I thought the 49ers looked the best week one. I thought they looked better than anybody. And more physical, more convincing. I mean, they were in rhythm on time in the pass game. They were more physical on both lines of scrimmage. I mean, it was impressive week one. And for them to go out, and I know they're missing Christian McCaffrey, but for them to go out and then not play well, not put many points on the board against a Vikings team, again, Sam Darnold, you don't expect the Vikings to be able to play up to the 49ers level. So if I had to pick one, they're all bad, but if I had to pick one, it would probably be 49ers losing to the Vikings.
That caught me off guard. The Ravens was weird. I don't know what that was. For me, I don't know that I'm – the way that the Cowboys lost, yes. The Saints came out 6-for-6 with their first six drives for touchdowns.
There it was. Glory
and five
hole.
Of the six of them were at least, shut up, Tyler, 69 yards.
Nice.
How many? There were at least 69 yards. That's there was an beautiful. 80 in there, like two or three 70s. I mean, it was ridiculous. They had no answer. It didn't matter. I just that one was wild, and that Ravens thing, that was weird too. They were up 10 and just all of a sudden lost.